Gemel chasadim tovim v'kayne hakol. So we've explained that kayne hakol is a lashon of asiya, that Hashem created everything, and therefore he was kayne, therefore he acquired it. Hashem acquired the world through creating it. But it's a lot more than that. Kayne hakol, yes, he's the creator. And yes, the world is his. But it really becomes his through the chasadim tovim that he does. Meaning it was a chesed to create the world in the first place. Gomel chasadim tovim v'kayne hakol. We say in Tehillim, Olam chesed yibane, the world was created as an act of selfless giving. So it was that act of selfless giving of creation which was the ultimate chesed. That means that he created the world and therefore owns the world. Which means, if we understand this correctly, that everything belongs to Hashem as a result of the immense chesed that he did for the creation, for the Bria. So what are we meant to think about when we say these words? We're meant to think about chasdei Hashem. We're meant to think about Hashem's incredible kindness. That he created the universe, that he created our galaxy, that he created our solar system, that he created our planet, that he created us. The ultimate chesed. Keeping us going, sustaining us. Every single moment. So gomel chasadim tovim v'kayne hakol. To internalize Hashem's chesed. To feel his love, to feel that warmth, to feel that connection. Of a God that gives and gives and gives. As a result of his inherent chesed and loving kindness. But it goes further. Because the word v'kayne hakol has another connotation. Avraham, the son of the Vilna Gaon, explains that kayne hakol is his gevura, that he is mesakin hakol. That he fixes everything up. There are lots of things that need fixing. And he learns it from the pasuk, halo hu avicha kanecha, in Hazinu. Hashem exists and Hashem intervenes with the world. To fix things up. He's misacking things. He's so mechnoflim, he's roifecholim. He supports those that have fallen, he heals the sick, which we'll see, learn about in the next bracha. That means that Hashem is not a detached creator. For Kaina Hakal means he's intimately involved in the world. Not only is he aware of what's going on? But he intervenes too. He fixes things up according to his wisdom and according to his plan. That's not just true in the physical sense of Somech Noflim, Vroifech Cholim, supporting those that have fallen, healing the sick, but also in terms of forgiving us. He's Chanun Hamar Ben Islaich. Hashem forgives and forgives and forgives. It's marbed islaich. That's v'kayne hakol, says the son of the Vilna Gaon. That no one should ever get lost. That he never gives up on any of us. V'kayne hakol, yes, he created the world. He's the creator. He's the sustainer. Intimately aware of the existence of all of his creations. Conscious of them. Helping them, loving them, and certainly, certainly never giving up on them.